I'm so glad we're about to talk about this subject. You heard from some much younger kids in our last half hour on our Youth Express segment. Right now, we've got older students who have had a pretty remarkable summertime. And before we specifically talk about their summer activities, I would just like you to meet each of them. And we're going to go around the table here just to help paint the picture for you. There's seven students that are here and also one adult. And yes, we're going to start with you. You didn't know you would be leading off when you chose that seat. I'm just going to ask you to please introduce yourself. Tell us your age, where you're going to school, and if there's anybody you'd like to say hi to, this is the perfect time to do it.
Hi, my name is Mohannes Fishpennymaker. I'm 15, and I go to Brashear High School, and I guess I'll say hi to my mom for convincing me to do this.
What grade are you going into?
10th.
Excellent. We spend a lot of time at Brashear in after-school programming and also in some in-school programming, so maybe we'll see you out there sometime. We work with Mr. Graham, if you know him, out there. What's your name?
My name's Elia Roberts, and I'm 15 years old, and I'll be going to the 10th grade in Shadyside Academy.
Nice to meet you. And let's see who we have next. Hi.
Hi, my name is Amira Hickman. I go to Plum Senior High School. I will be in the 9th grade. And I guess I would like to say hi to my school and my family.
Excellent. The Mustangs, if my memory is right.
Yeah.
Is that right? And hello.
Hi, my name is Hajar Ahmed Ali. I think I'm 15. I'll be going to the 10th grade, maybe, and I'm in Pittsburgh Online Academy.
You are like me. If somebody asks me how old I am, I have to do the math. I never really know. Get to our fifth person.
Hello, my name is...
Hang on. It would help if I did that and that.
Hello, my name is Michael Magnotti. I'm going into my junior year of high school at Baldwin, and I'd like to say hi to my girlfriend who inspired me to write my speech.
Terrific. What's her name?
Catherine.
And let's see who is on your left.
Hi, my name is Jada Woods. I'm entering my junior year at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm 15 years old, and I major in piano at Kappa. And I would like to say hi to my mom and dad, my friends at Kappa, and also my church family, Robin Street Missionary Baptist Church.
Have you worked with Paul Thompson at all at Kappa?
Yes, he's a great jazz teacher.
Yes, he is. He's a good friend, too. And next to you, our final student that we have here today.
Hi, I'm Sydney Williams, and I go to Chartres Valley. I'll be a freshman. I'm 14, and I'd like to say hi to my friends and family.
Terrific. Now, I really want you all to kind of dominate the conversation, but before we do that, I just want to turn to Emiola Oriola from the University of Pittsburgh, just to have you kind of explain what this program is all about. It's called Investing Now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate the introduction. My name is Emiola J. Oriola. I'm the Associate Director for Investing Now. Just to give you a quick summary, we are a pre-college diversity STEM program. We're located at the University of Pittsburgh in the Swanson School of Engineering. We basically try to bring students in high school in at their 9th grade year, expose them to STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. We have a lot of college prep programs, activities, workshops, college preparatory, SAT, preparing you for high school and basically getting you into college where you're exposed to a lot of the STEM field. So,
terrific. First of all, a couple comments. Swanson School of Engineering is an amazing engineering school. A lot of times, it's pretty hard to share the city with Carnegie Mellon sometimes, and I say that as somebody who went there. Swanson has terrific engineering programs, faculty, and opportunities there. And Pitt does so many unique programs to embrace the community, such as this. How long have you been involved with this program?
I've been involved about 4 years, but we've been established since 1988.
Wow.
So and we begin as a conglomerate of about five universities, but Pitt has held out throughout the years, and now we're focally based on in the Oakland campus.
So can one of you sort of tell me just the structure of the program and what it's been like? You don't have to go into super detail, but how often have you been meeting, and what have your experiences been like? Everybody's pointing at everybody else, and the winner is Jada, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it starts out with a 5-week summer program, which gets us introduction to the classes that we will be taking into the fall, as well as some engineering projects that we do. And then throughout the year, about once a month, we do different hands-on science and engineering projects.
So you all will continue with this program in the fall. It began about it began this summer, right? So what are some of the things you did this summer to get you ready and just interested? Michael? Okay, we're going to go to Michael. I mean, are some of your summertime experiences, things you did?
Well, we have like Jada said, we have classes, but after we take the academic classes, we have an engineering class that introduces us to different types of engineering so we can figure out what we want to do in college.
Can anyone tell me the kinds of engineering disciplines you were introduced to?
In ninth grade, we did a robotics program where we programmed robots to do different activities, and at the end we had like a big robot fight where we programmed our robots to kind of battle it out.
That had to be kind of fun. What was your role in that? Because when you do a robotics program, people specialize sometimes, right? Was there an area that you particularly liked after sampling some of the possibilities?
The programming was pretty challenging, so that was interesting to explore. And we also had to assemble the robots how we wanted them so that we could kind of stay on the place that we were battling the robots.
I'll bet. This is Amira, by the way. Did you have to keep records and like kind of test it and understand what how to improve it and make it better?
Yeah, we had to go through. We kind of explored it on our own because they would kind of give us instructions on how to program our robots, but the rest was up to us.
Excellent. What other disciplines did y'all get exposed to?
So for 10th grade, we did a bioengineering project, and we were put into small groups, and each group was assigned, or they got to choose their own disease, and they explored it, they researched it, and at the end, we did a whole shared it with the whole class, and we shared it to parents, and it was a fun experience.
How bad. That was Elia, right?
Yes.
And now, were you going to add something? This is Mahanas.
Well, it was sort of you find the solution for the problem, and then we had to pretty much include the sort of the lessons that we learned. So we learned about dissecting and cells, so we had to use those to find the solution, and then we had a competition to see who had the better solution.
Very cool. Now, were your academic classes every day?
Monday through Thursday.
And then you did these experiential things on Friday?
Every day.
Oh, every day after academics. So Friday's a day away from Pitt?
Yes.
So who can tell me about the academic class? Except a day away from Pitt for everyone but Emiola, probably. Who can tell me about the classes? What classes did you take?
Well, everyone takes the math and science that they would be taking in the upcoming year, as well as a writing course. So those are the three classes that everyone takes in the morning.
So when you say the math and science for the upcoming year, can you explain like what the particular classes are?
Well, I'm going to 11th grade, I took physics as well as elementary functions, because that's what I'll be taking in the fall.
So this gives you a leg up on the classes. You'll probably be teaching your fellow students based on what you've learned at Pitt. So this five-week prep, it's actually, let me see if I'm getting it right. Sometimes you might take elemental functions, right, for math. Sometimes you might take that class and then you discover you might need some help or support in getting really good at it. Here you're getting the help and support first to get really good at, and then you're going to take the class and it'll stick more, I think. That's a really good idea. What other classes did people get a chance to take? Did anybody take chemistry? So what did you do in chemistry? I'm curious.
We basically we dug into the periodic table. We learned elements and how they react to each other. We learned atomic mass and how they like the chemical bond and everything else.
Excellent. What about physics? Oh, you took chemistry as well?
Well, I took physics.
Ah, okay. And what did you end up doing?
We worked a little bit with surface area, and the teacher brought in a bed of nails that the kids could lay on.
Oh, yes. Don't try this at home. We had a segment on the solar eclipse this morning, and we had to say a lot of don't try this at homes. But this is, can you explain the phenomenon going on there, the bed of nails?
Yes. At first he threw an apple on the bed of nails, and the apple got impaled. And then he took a balloon and kept pushing it into the nails, and it wouldn't pop. So he said that because there's a large surface area, there's less force on the balloon. So if we put our bodies on the bed of nails as straight as possible, it wouldn't hurt as much as it would if it was just one nail or three nails, because there were a bunch of nails on us.
Did you do it?
I did, yes.
Did it hurt?
Yes, but much less than you would think.
No blood, though.
No.
Are tetanus shots required? I hope not. What a neat physics is fun because you can do a lot of demonstrations. How about other math classes? Did anyone do algebra or geometry?
I did geometry.
And what did you learn there?
We got introduced to triangles and circles and area and line segments and lines and stuff like that.
How cool. That you're going to know, it's just really neat to, it must make you feel really confident about going back to school, right? Because
yeah.
You know that at least some of your classes, they might not be a total piece of cake, but you're already going to be exposed to the subjects already. What about writing? Was it the same class for all of you, or are there different writing classes?
I don't think any of us are sure.
No.
So it was actually different writing classes. We had two English teachers, and they focused on parallel things. But we kind of placed students in terms of their schedules to make sure, because writing, the grammar, the subtle nuances, we realized that students have those troubles no matter what grade they're in. So we really want to start from the ground up. So
here's a pro tip here. Adults have those problems.
Absolutely.
Too, and adults who don't have those problems are highly sought after. It's really important to know how to write. It matters a lot, so I'm glad that's part of things.
And the writing course actually led to Speak Up, which is it's the culmination of a three-week course where we met after the program for about 3:30 to 5 for three times. And the students that I'm with, in addition to a few students who couldn't make it, they volunteered and participated in Speak Up, which focus on student voice, giving them confidence, and then them speaking about their actual passions. And Jada, she won the competition, but this was more about really bridging the gap between student voice and having an audience to hear them. So each student here had their own passion, had their own poem, their own speech, which pretty much wowed the crowd of audience in regards to parents and teachers and staff, et cetera. So I'm just really proud of them for the type of topics that they came up with, how passionate they were, and then how much force they put behind it and the discipline. So.
Well, we have plenty of time, and I would love to hear, to the degree you're comfortable, I suspect you are, from each of you regarding what you chose to talk about and anything you'd like to say about the topic. It's what we do here all the time. So would anybody like to start, or we could just go around?
We can actually go just down the line, and then we'll finish with Jada, since she had the final punch.
That sounds perfect. So let's get started with Mahanis.
My speech was on animal testing. I chose it because in my bioengineering class, we had a lesson called RoboRoach, where we pretty much turn a roach into a robot. And in the midst of it, one of the roaches died. And I found out that a lot of animals die from animal testing. So
That's a great topic. And you probably developed empathy for a roach, right? Did you ever think you would have empathy for a roach?
Not really.
I try. It's funny. When we have bugs at our house, occasionally we do. I tend to not want to kill them. I try to transfer them outside where they can go on living. That's a great topic. While we're talking, have you thought about what you might like to do for a career?
I want to become a scientist. I'm not sure exactly what kind yet, so I'm still testing out all my choices.
That's good. You have hypotheses about the kind of scientist you want to be. You can try it, and then you can get data and figure out whether that's the one. How come science? What do you like about it?
When my mom was pregnant with me, she was in an accident, and it took a lot of science and surgeries to fix her, and then that sort of started my interest in it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad she shared the stories with you, too. How is she now?
She's good.
Great. Let's next to you is Alaya.
And yes.
And what's your what was your topic for Speak Up?
Well, I made a poem, and my topic is mainly about having self-love for yourself and just loving who you are.
Are you able? You're welcome to share your poem if you want, but also you needn't. I mean, that's up to you.
I mean, I have my poem in my purse. So I can just take it out.
Yeah, I think you should. Okay. If you're just joining us, we are talking with members of a program called it's Investing Now. It's a University of Pittsburgh program from the Swanson School of Engineering that gives students a leg up. It's a pre-college program that giving students academic opportunities as well as experiential learning as they get ready to go back to school this fall. Tell me about your poem. It's it must have a title.
Yes, it's called Beautiful. Okay. Love is not a word you hear every day. Love is being passionate. Love is kindness and motivation. Love is love, right? So what's self-love? Can anybody answer that? Well, you see, all around the world, people have more self-hate. More people have depression than they have self-love. More people look at themselves in the mirror and think, why? Why do I look like this? Why am I so fat? Why am I so skinny? Why am I so black? Well, in order for other people to like you, you have to love yourself first. You can't be hating on yourself. You can't hate what God created. You can't hate the curves your mother and your father gave you. And you especially can't hate the color that your parents gave you. You can't be hating on yourself, bleeding, stabbing, killing, and hurting yourself. Worth. So just stop. Stop poisoning yourself with America's beauty contraptions. Take off your corsets, because you are so beautiful, you are almost perfect. You don't have to be wrapped up in your own lies, like a king cobra wrapping around its prey while it struggles to break free, wishing it had another chance to escape. So what about me? You see, most of the time, my race isn't represented in the media like the beautiful people we are. and I'm on the darker side of the spectrum. So how do you think I feel? But I have self-love, and I will always have it. So it doesn't matter if you are fair or dark. You are beautiful. It doesn't matter if you have freckles or the worst acne. You are so beautiful. And it certainly doesn't matter if you have curves like Beyonce or skinny like Angelina Jolie. You are beautiful, and don't you ever forget that.
Aliyah, that is beautiful. Have you thought about what you want to do after graduating from high school?
A little bit. I kind of want to be an architect, fashion designer, or an interior designer. And I like the art, so I kind of want to incorporate that into my long life career.
You'll succeed, I'm sure, at whatever you do, everybody here. And thank you for sharing that. That's a real personal poem to share, and it's terrific. Did you write that during
yes.
the summer?
Yes, I did.
Fantastic. Let's meet or go back to Amira. And what was your speak up topic?
My topic was about music and how it affects people and how it affects me. And whenever I was choosing the topic, Mr. Oriola told us to do what we were passionate about, and instantly I thought about music. And I was like, well, what can you write about music? It's kind of self-explanatory, but I've been playing violin for 6 years, and I knew that it was close to me and that I wanted to write about it and explain why it's so important to me.
Why is it important to you?
Because music doesn't make you feel happy or sad. It makes you just feel. It's like, it's so diverse. It's so, it reaches people and it makes you feel a lot of things.
Does it magnify your feelings as opposed to creating them?
Yeah, I think it does, because I listen to music a lot and I play music a lot. So
that's terrific. What about you career-wise? Have you thought about that yet?
Well, I've thought about being a music teacher, and I've also thought about being maybe an astronomer or a meteorologist.
And it's so early to be thinking about careers, and you might have a number of different careers over the course of life, too. Thanks. Let's turn now to Hajar. Hang on, it's Hajar.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, would you, it's Hajar, right?
Sure.
Accent on the first. And tell me what you wrote about.
I wrote a short story titled The Matron. It's about a woman who doesn't believe in true love, but her husband does, and over the course of the story, she may or may not learn about it.
Interesting. That sounds terrific. Is your passion writing?
I don't actually know. I'm not a very passionate person. I mean, I really do like writing. So, yeah, it does interest me a lot.
Do you know what you might like to do when you get older?
I'm looking into engineering. I'm not actually sure. I haven't settled on anything, but yeah, I am aiming that direction.
Well, great. And there's, you know, just so many opportunities depending on what you want to do. Michael, what was your speak up activity?
Well, I wrote, at the beginning of my relationship, I was really confused on what a relationship was because it was my first, and the only experiences I had were from the media. So I didn't really know, I guess, what love was or what you were supposed to do. So I wrote a speech about my journey through that and the media's effect on relationships and love.
That takes a lot of courage, and that's a really great topic because, you know, does media reflect real life? Probably not. And do people think that their lives should be reflecting media? Probably not too, right? And it's that's why you all are here right now. We would rather be a mirror, being able to showcase what you're doing out to the world, real things, instead of what ends up getting portrayed. That's a terrific piece or an idea. Any career plans for you yet?
Yes, I'm thinking about engineering, civil or mechanical, but with the 5-week course here at Pitt, they introduce us to physics, but we don't go very in-depth. So I won't know, depending on which type of physics I like, will determine what type of engineering I would like to do.
Excellent. And we're going to skip Jada, and because we'll let her be our culminating person, and we'll go to Sydney. What was your speak-up project?
I wrote about making a name for yourself. Often people let others talk for them. So I wrote about showing how you are through the way you act and what you're about.
That's a great topic. Define who you are. Own it, as opposed to letting other people define you, or just having a vacuum where it's not clear who you are, so people just make assumptions, right?
Yes.
What would you like to do after school?
I was thinking something in the forensic sciences.
How come?
I like all the mystery shows with all the like different clues and stuff.
I like those too, and it does take a lot of, you know, a really good mind to do that and to come up with those answers, and a pretty good education to prepare you for that too. Thanks. And now we'll turn to Jada. What was your topic?
My topic was about the recent political events that have been going on and all of the things that have been happening since our new president has been elected.
And how did you express that? Did you write?
Or yes, I wrote a poem.
Do you have it to share?
Yes.
I would be honored if you shared it.
And this is my poem entitled Orange is the New Black. Orange is the new black. We keep taking steps further and further back. Or is it that we just keep going in circles and following in the wrong footsteps from the past? Land of the free, home of the brave, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But is this really true when we judge people based on their hue and not the human they are? Instead of building up meaningful relationships, we're building up walls. But it's liberty and justice for all. Orange is the new black. Can we take it back? 23 million more uninsured by 2026. Public assistance nearly ceasing to exist. Little money for public education when young minds will soon be leading the nation. The cost of college rising by thousands. Can we afford to lose all hope in just a matter of seconds? Orange is the new black. It's really all whack. Constantly hearing that the reality is alternative facts. Fake news, fake people, led by a fake leader who was all the more a misleader and even more a cheater. Orange is the new black. Where are we at? When other countries can interrupt the democratic process, damaging America's rich history and success. One family making executive decisions for an entire country. Is this truly the land of milk and honey? The situation we're in really isn't funny. Orange is the new black. I hope you now realize that. My job is to help you pack up and leave this pitiful and false reality and start living the new American dream in a place that is really the land of the free and home of the brave. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. That, how did you feel when you were writing it?
I felt like it was just a great way for me to express myself and express how I felt.
Did you feel any better after writing it?
I think I did, because I had been holding some stuff in about how I felt, but I was finally able to release it in a constructive way.
What do you think you want to do after you graduate?
I would like to be a biomedical engineer.
I know you'll succeed. I know you all will. It's been so nice to have all of you here today. You need to know, I'll say it on the radio now, in front of everybody, you all are welcome here anytime if you want to come and talk. Again, we'll keep in touch, whether it be through the great program that you've been through at Pitt or just on your own. I mean, that's why we're here. I want to go back to Mr. Oriola when we close, but did anybody want to say something that maybe they didn't get a chance to say or that I did not ask them about? Just want to be sure. Let me turn your mic off.
I forgot to give a shout out to my mom and dad. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Are they here?
No, they're in their car, probably listening.
Well, good. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. And that was Alaya, in case you didn't recognize her voice.
Yeah.
anybody else?
I want to shout out my two grandmas. I didn't get to do that.
Oh, good.
I love them so much, and I think one of them is listening.
I hope so. Well, maybe they'll be able to hear it back. You can play it back for them on your phone or when the podcast version's available. Let me turn finally to Emiola Oriola. This program, you must love what you do. This is just terrific.
Absolutely. It's to give them an opportunity. We as educators spend a lot of time pouring information in them that we don't really see the reciprocation of pulling things out of them and letting them express themselves. And I think in the time and age that we're in, education has to be reciprocal, and students really have to own what they're learning. And sometimes unlearn some other things and be able to really express themselves so that they can be critical thinkers for the new generation.
Now, there might be students or teachers or parents that are wondering, how do you get involved with this kind of program? How do you?
So we are an application process. We're rolling admissions, so students do have to apply, but they can go to www.engineering.pitt.edu/investing now. They'll see our application. They'll see an overview. They'll see a summary. They can download the application, see the required paperwork that's necessary, apply, and then we'll see if we have space in our certain cohort. But we usually take students in the spring. That's when we'll go around schools and talk to students and parents and teachers, et cetera. But we're more than happy to have students that are eager to learn about STEM, to elevate and really educate themselves.
And when you seek students in the spring, are you looking for rising ninth graders?
Yes, sir.
Just that grade?
Primarily rising ninth graders, but we do sometimes have space for rising 10th and rising 11th, because students come in and out the program once they realize they have a lot of things on their plate. So if there are students that are upperclassmen that feel hungry and want to go after it, they can apply as well. But we usually go after students at that beginning ninth grade year and keep them all 4 years until they graduate.
Thank you. The program is called Investing Now, and thanks to all of you for being here today. It was a real privilege to hear your thoughts and to have you with us.